Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Happy, happy Friday. It is 8:06. Your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Go Gators. Yeah. Toilet paper for everyone. The longshoreman strike is suspended.
Well, that's good to know, because, man, all that toilet paper from China. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, yeah.
No.
That's domestically produced, isn't it?
Yeah, we make all the toilet paper here, people.
Some of it, I think, actually in the state of Florida.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
Just like COVID. They went out and got toilet paper.
People are people. They should hoard anything, the longshoreman strike, if you wanted to hoard anything, it would have been bananas.
Yeah, bananas, cherries. I think cocoa was one of them. Some alcohol products were one of them. Which, I know, for some folks, that's important, you know, like toilet paper. But stop it with the toilet paper.
Yes. Or we'll come by and TP your house.
That's right. And if you bought 47 cases of it, I hope you just try to return it and see what happens.
I hope every time you use it, it stinks. Oh, well, wait. Yeah. The dock worker strike could have severely hurt the American economy. Instead, it's taking a pause. They have an extended expired contract. This will run through January 15th. So, yes, whoever the incoming president is, mm-hmm. they'll probably have to deal with it. That'll be on January 20th. And I would imagine that if you're the elected one, even if you haven't taken the office yet, you would tend to work behind the scenes, I would think.
Yeah, you think so.
To work things out. But, you know, Biden was absent on all of that.
He wasn't even on the phone.
Now, there's some that are they're taking the political road and say, look, if they had the strike and things got really nasty for Americans, it was really, you know, crushing our economy, you know, hey, Kamala would take the fall for that and Trump would win. That may or may not have some truth to it. You don't really know. But really? You want America, our economy, and the people to go through all this pain when it's unnecessary?
Well, if you listen to the head of the union, he certainly wanted everybody to suffer.
That guy, I think, you know, look, I'm sure that the people that you know, are part of the union or maybe happy with the kind of jerk he is. But
sure.
I think the rest of America is not real fond of that guy.
No.
Especially when it turns out, you know, I'm looking out for the working man. I'm looking out for the guy. They got to pay these guys a decent wage. And he lives in some huge mansion.
Like
he's got a big yacht. He has made, I think, over $1 million a year for the past few years. And, yeah, I get it. He heads up a big organization. But I don't know. Just not a, not a huge fan. But hopefully they will come to, you know, a long-term agreement.
Right.
But when you make one of your demands that you want to keep out automation, good luck with that.
Yeah.
And maybe they have. Maybe they will stave it off for some time to some extent.
But we'd still be like doing horse and buggy if, you know, there weren't advances in technology. Did it affect jobs? Yeah. Some people had to retrain for something new.
Yeah, I mean, and if you do it over a period of time, which I think you could, you wouldn't implement it all at once, I think that that would probably be a terrible move because you want to make sure that everything's running smooth and you would have a mixture of some, you know, autonomous pieces of equipment.
Right.
And then you would have still, you know, live human beings making sure that things are done correctly.
Hey, we've you know, been in this business long enough to see it change. There's a lot fewer people in it than there was 15 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, sure.
And part of that is digital technology.
So, anybody taking a trip lately? And Greg and I agree on this one. We would both be just a little bit, a slight amount of trepidation involved in a trip, say, to Mexico.
Yes.
And people can decide for themselves what the risks are.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, I think the thought has been, as long as you stick to the resorts, don't go wandering around,
right,
that you're going to have a good time. I think that's mostly true.
Well, one of my best friends and her husband, every year, sometimes a couple of times a year, they love to go to Mexico. They go to these all-inclusive resorts, and I've been saying for the last few years, you need to be careful because it's not all what you think it is. Oh, well, we stay on the property. I'm like, well.
Well, that was one of those scenarios where it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Yeah.
And the cartels are always, there's some kind of struggle or warring, turf wars. You know, this is always, it's an ever-changing kind of scenario. And so a group of gunmen riding on jet skis pulled up to one of the luxurious hotels in Cancun, shot an unidentified man, and fled before authorities could arrive. The shooting is just one of several that have taken place in recent months in the popular beach resort area, as, in fact, rival drug cartels wage a fierce turf war. This took place Wednesday morning on the private beach in the area. The shooting in this luxurious Cancun area, which has apparently several ritzy hotels with private beaches along a beachfront boulevard. In other words, you would feel like there's a layer of protection, but somebody on a jet ski and there's water access.
Yeah.
That's, wow. So at least two gunmen walked up to an unidentified victim, shot him numerous times, and then ran off toward a nearby hotel where they got on their jet skis and sped away on the water. Yep, the victim was already dead by the time authorities arrived. Search by Mexican authorities did not reveal or yield any results. So, again, I mean, any traveling right now, travel at your own risk, at your own peril. And I got to tell you, look, I'd never even, you know, been to Europe until a few years ago. And, you know, went to Italy and then I went to Ireland. And I got to tell you, I loved it.
Sure.
I enjoy traveling. I've always enjoyed traveling, like, anywhere around the U.S. I just hadn't had the opportunity to go anywhere. And it wasn't really, I was like, yeah, whatever. But once I went, absolutely loved it. So, look, I don't want to discourage people. I just say, you know, plan carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take any unneeded chances, but know that there is a risk. Look, people can say, well, there's a risk. I was going to Chicago.
Well, okay, that's obvious.
Yeah.
But don't do the whole, well, you know, we're going to get away from the tour group and the guides. We're just going to kind of do our own thing. That can be really bad.
Well, my daughter was in Chicago, I don't know, maybe it was a year ago or something, but she had a wonderful time without any issues and seeing any crime or anything like that.
Right.
So, you know, each experience is going to be individual. Yeah. It depends where you go. And
well, the last time I was in New York City was probably 12, 13 years ago. And it was amazing. And no, did not see any crime, did not feel intimidated in the subways. But you look at it the last two or three years, it's a different place. We've gone back to the 1970s again.
Yeah.
It's maybe Gotham again. Yeah, it's Gotham. Yeah.
This Hurricane Helene, they've got the death toll. At the point of this article yesterday afternoon, they were saying nearly 200.
It's over now. Yeah.
I'm sure it's over 200 now. But the failure of a real response from Biden-Harris, I mean, we shouldn't be surprised.
No.
But how are they ever going to be able to justify in any way, shape, or form, maybe because they won't be held accountable, but how can they, with a straight face, tell people how they moved money out of FEMA to take care of illegal aliens that they invited across the border? They invited that. And if that is not, to me, that's one of those no-brainer issues. No ifs, ands, or buts. Mm-hmm. It's very clear-cut. Biden-Harris opened the border. Don't accept anything else other than that. That is the God's truth. They opened the border. And then they spent billions. And this will be an ongoing thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't take into account the nearly 100,000 a year fentanyl poisonings, the human trafficking and smuggling that takes place, all the crime associated from burglaries to rape, to murder, to DUIs that also kill people. Yeah, all the above. And all this was a human-made crisis. And with blood on their hands, clearly, is Biden and Harris. This is a clear-cut issue. To me, it defines the future. You either want more of that kind of thing, or you want somebody who's going to help fix it, period. With a track record that is capable of fixing it. It is 8:16. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And you can get our podcast wherever you normally download your podcast for The Bob Rose Show. Just click on subscribe and you're all set. Code word coming up next. Chance to win VIP tickets for Oktoberfest. That's coming next.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome. It's 8:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy weekend. Your top story, the longshoreman strike has been suspended. So quit trying to buy all the toilet paper, please. This is pushed off till January. Hopefully, they'll come to a complete agreement before that time has expired. I feel like they will. All right? So you've got that issue going on. Whew. Helene, the damages, the relief. Kamala claiming $750. That should help you in the short term. Again, it shows how out of touch they are.
Wow.
How much they don't care. And meanwhile, $8 billion going to Ukraine. $1 billion or more going to take care of illegal immigrants that they invited in. Gee, what could go wrong? So, remember what to do between now and November 5th. And in the meantime, enjoy. Oktoberfest is coming to the World Equestrian Center both tomorrow and next Saturday. We've got some VIP tickets. This is your last chance to score the tickets where you will get treated like a VIP with like your own VIP area lounge, even your own private restroom. You could sit in there and read a book. No, it's not that private.
No.
Exclusive menu offerings and a complimentary half-liter beer stein that I believe is the kind that you can take home and, you know, put up on the, where mantle? You put your other collectibles.
Put it on the mantle.
Your, that trophy you got in third grade, right there.
Okay.
Right next to that.
You still holding on to that thing? Come on.
Why not?
All right.
I forget what my buddy used to call it. I had all those martial arts trophies, you know, and stuff. Right. What did he call them? Ego something. Gosh, I wish I could remember. He was right, of course. But anyway, you need this code word. It's polka. Polka. Could you do a polka, Greg?
No. Not a good one. It'd look really silly. But
do you have to have like a, what's this thing called?
He's waving his elbows up
this
and down.
This is a Myron Florin. I can remember the guy's name that played it.
Okay.
You don't know who he is?
No.
From Champagne and Bubbles, it's the...
Oh, Lawrence Welk Show.
Oh, one, not two.
I didn't know his name.
I can remember that. I can't tell you what that squeeze box is called.
An accordion?
That's it.
Yes.
Accordion to you.
My mom can play the accordion.
Mama's got a squeeze box. Daddy never sleeps at night.
Yeah.
See, so the Who even wrote a song about it.
There you go.
But polka.
Who?
Polka, which is going to be our new format. maybe. That's not funny.
No, that's not.
Text polka to 20357. Message and data rate supplies. Your final opportunity. Don't mess it up. Polka. Text polka, P-O-L-K-A, to 20357. Good luck on that.
I once worked at a radio station that its former format was polka before I worked at it. That was the closest I got to polka.
You'll know when we get canned because we will put as an automatic delay Disco Duck. When you hear that over and over again,
goodness.
You'll know we're done. That'll be our final message. We're not going anywhere, by the way.
No, we're not.
We're in for the long haul.
Yep.
And things are looking good. And we just need to get this done. November 5th.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we need. So what's this Pete Buttigieg? You know, stamping his feet. I don't want you drone people around here.
He's so weird.
And that's a quote. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg getting skewered on social media for releasing a message asking drone pilots to no longer fly their drones near or around rescue and recovery efforts. Why? Because we'll interfere with the federal rescue efforts,
which
have been either
right
extremely slow to come or not have not been there yet at all.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, there are, I shouldn't say unlimited resources, but do you know the vast amount of resources that could be utilized? You know, you have, you know, air stations, you know, and military installations all around. You could utilize all of that. And perhaps that is going to happen, but I mean, there's... Like video of people like walking out of like the Chimney Rock area, like walking out of like 3 days. And there's people that are trying to help, but this is massive. This is massive. I think the pictures don't do it justice. Just like when you're up in those mountainous areas and you take these photographs of just how beautiful the mountain and the sceneries are. It doesn't. Photo can't capture all that. I don't care how good of a photographer you are. Well, I think it's the same thing with the level of destruction. You can watch the video. You can watch and look at some pictures, but I don't think that will capture it. So, yeah, if somebody has a drone and can be helpful,
yes.
Why would you turn that away?
I mean, we use them all the time for finding lost people. We rescue people. We rescue people's lost dogs. They're a great tool to be used.
You could put out a thing saying, hey, a drone operator who are asking you to be extremely careful and stay completely out of the area of, you know, rescue helicopters or fixed wing aircraft or whatever.
Sure.
You know, as we don't want the skies any busier than need be.
Doesn't sound like they're very busy, though, does it?
Well, not yet. Hopefully, there's going to be a lot of help and a lot of relief.
Yeah.
And they've got other issues in North Carolina, too. There's a big fight because some of the powers that be, Democrats, don't want to make sure that eligible citizens only vote in their elections.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lawsuit going on. I'll explain it in just a couple of minutes. All right. Go Gators. Saturday night. Swamp UCF in-state rival. 7:45. That's going to be nice. Night game. That's what we could use. A little relief. And maybe that'll pump the Gators up. All right. Hang in there. It's Friday and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Well, how you doing? It's Friday. Come on. Attitude of gratitude. Let's stick with it. Help if you can. So many ways to help those who've been devastated by Hurricane Helene. Samaritan's Purse, obviously a big national thing. Mm-hmm. Lots of local people in Alachua County, the GOP, they're getting together. They're going to be heading out there on Saturday. And I know there's others all over the place. You'll see it and find it on social media, on Facebook. To your friends that are active in the community and find out how you can help and then figure out, you know, what resources you have available, what monies or what things you can do physically to help. I think we all could find some role in that. All right. Because it appears that it is pretty obvious that under this administration, the federal folks are going to be maybe a little slower to react. Perhaps, and I'm being kind here,
yeah.
Because nothing against the folks that do the actual work. I don't know how much of it they have control over. Anyway, we can all play a role on that. Speaking of somebody who's been very active in the community, politically and otherwise, my friend Mark Mink, who I haven't seen in a while, it was in Mark's living room where I first met Marco Rubio when he was running for Senate.
Wow.
So we go back a ways, and he is going to be here on the air sharing with us about Amendment 4. That's the abortion amendment. And I got to tell you, I kind of thought I knew what the deal was, but I'm looking at the information, and it is not as straightforward as I thought. And he's going to, tell us what kind of what the real deal is, mm-hmm. because, you know, these the language on these things can be confusing.
I think they do that on purpose sometimes. And there's a
lot
of shocking, I know.
No way.
There's a lot of money being spent on this thing. A lot. Man, the marketing is everywhere.
And for my friends out there that are on the Pineapple Express, and you know who you are, man, we're not talking about Amendment 3.
No.
At least not right now.
But that one is not really all it appears to be.
That is true, too.
Benefits and stuff like that. Look, so
that's why we need to look at these things, identify them, find out what the real deal is, and what the ramifications are moving forward if these things are implemented. Mm-hmm. The measure that always comes to mind is the one about the little piggies. Where they said, the little piggies are born in these little crates, and it's mean and it's terrible.
Uh-huh.
And it somehow got on the ballot to be on the state constitution. And it passed because who doesn't love little piglets,
right?
Well, so they put them in the bigger bins. Now Mama Pig had more room to roll over and kills the babies. That's just one example.
Everything doesn't belong in our constitution.
In fact, it should be very limited. And who is supposed to have an active role would be the Florida legislature.
Yes.
And what this is the issues that are they don't want to deal with because they could alienate some of their constituents in some way, shape, or form. Don't want to hurt any feelings, right?
Uh-huh.
No, we don't want the vanilla malarkey kind of leadership. You got to be real, man. Be strong.
Be leadership.
But yet they are. They are, especially, you know, we know we should have already had open carry in this state. That should have been a done deal.
Yeah.
And we talk about we're free, freedom, freedom, freedom. Yeah, not so much.
No.
But my point here is, if the legislature tackles these issues, they wouldn't wind up on a ballot initiative.
Where people get confused and don't know how to vote.
And then it's locked in. Oh. It's locked in as part of the state's constitution. We can do better.
It's a sensitive area and should be.
Yeah. So Mark's going to help explain that coming up at 9:05. Mm-hmm. That's what we've got slated for you. Garth Brooks, country star. Did you hear about that? Allegations coming out that he mistreated one of his employees. She was like a hairdresser and, rape and exposing himself and stuff like that. And but he's come out and countered right away. He says, look, this person is, wanting me to write a check for millions of dollars and been, harassing us for a couple of months now. So don't know where the truth lies. It's just, it is in the news. So I share it with you in case it comes up in conversation. The nonprofit Election Integrity Group, called Restoring Integrity and Trust in Elections, RITE, R-I-T-E, has filed a lawsuit against the North Carolina State Board of Elections. This is aimed to ensure that eligible citizens and eligible citizens only can vote in the state's elections per the state's constitution. So, yeah, it's in their state constitution. It's also federally. You have to be a citizen to vote. I know some local jurisdictions have overridden that for local issues. I don't even think that should be allowed, but that's me.
Should it even have to be discussed? I mean, whatever country you live in, you should be a citizen to put people into office that are going to be leading those countries.
If you know there's no requirement, a serious requirement for voting, what is to keep any political party from importing a voting bloc? Yeah, you don't think that that's occurred? Clearly it has.
Omar?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Just saying.
So they're importing a voting bloc. They've done it over the last nearly 4 years, right? Under many people's noses, I guess. The lefty media will not take the issue seriously. And when they do, they go, well, there was both Democrats and Republicans put a bill together for reform.
It sounds nice, right?
Sounds like Nancy Pelosi would be
bipartisan, Bob. Bipartisan.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going for it?
Terrible bill. No, and it shouldn't be gone for. And the bottom line is Biden opened the border. Biden, Harris, opened the border. All right. So this group, made its announcement Wednesday on a press release explaining North Carolina's constitution specifically requires individuals to reside in the state in order to vote. The issue centers around a state statute, which Wright, the organization Wright, says conflicts with the state's constitution. It allows, quote, those to vote who claim to be citizens but have never resided in North Carolina or even the United States.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
The group says this is fundamentally unconstitutional. Yes. And therefore, the statute must be made obsolete to further ensure election integrity, with ballots of eligible citizen residents being the only ones that are counted. Again, like you said, Greg, this is something that you thought was like a done deal. Of course.
Yeah, why is it even a discussion?
Citizen, it's not a debate.
No.
It's enshrined in constitutional law on both many state levels and at the federal level. Yeah. But hey, remember, we live in a world where the agenda and a means to an end is so much more important than things like election integrity, things like telling the truth, things like, I don't know, being part of a transparent government. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen things change over the years. And the lefties, those who are leading the Democrat Party, they're not liberals. Please, we have to remove that from our vernacular. We've got to take that out of our language. Liberal means open-minded. These people I'm referring to are Marxist. They're not open-minded to anything other than furthering the cause of Marxism. It is that clear. This isn't name-calling. This is labeling something exactly as what it is. And remember, part of Karl Marx and his playbook is call your enemies what you are. Claim that your enemies are doing what you're doing. Leads to confusion and allows you to further your cause and get your way. That's Karl Marx's thing. And who has been doing that? The Democrats, the Democrat Party. This is not to say all Democrats are bad and that every single policy or anything they do is bad. And it's also not to say, oh, that Republicans are nothing but righteous. Come on. We live in the real world. But if you're talking about anybody who's following a policy and a prescription, it's clear that the Democrats are going off the cliff to the left, to the land of Marxism, and they want to bring all of us along. And quite frankly, I do not want to go there.
No.
And I don't want my children and their children to grow up in America that we would not recognize.
Kind of ironic that you talk about the word liberal meaning, open-minded, when yet the Democrats, the party of the left, are the ones who are wanting to censor free speech and thinking and open-mindedness in our country.
You have to look this up if you haven't already heard it. We've talked about it. John Kerry, in a speech that he was giving, was basically saying that the First Amendment is getting in the way of governing, getting in the way of a democracy. It was chilling to hear what he was saying about free speech. And I can guarantee you, even John Kerry would have never given a speech like that 20 years ago.
No.
He's been around.
No.
I'm telling you, no way. These people now have no shame. They're in a different mode with a different modus operandi.
Mm-hmm.
All bets are off. Win at all cost is their mentality. All cost meaning there are no rules. No rules for them. No guidance, no morality, none of it. Their way or the highway. Which, let's see how long it takes to rebuild those highways. Get Trump in there. Guarantee it'll happen quick.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they restored a lot of the roadways under DeSantis with some big storms, they'll do it here again. All right, it's 8:45. Special guest Mark Mink coming up at 9:05. More headlines on the way. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here, wants to punch people upside the head.
I don't know
where all this aggression is coming from. Clearly, the beard is part of it.
Oh, yes, that's
it. J.D. Vance aggressiveness
That's it.
So you hate women, too, which I'm like, which way do you want it? Like, are we, like, too macho? Like, we like women too much? Or we are too macho and we hate women.
Well, J.D. Vance says his wife likes the beard.
And
so despite,
hence,
yes.
Yeah, and hence he keeps the beard because don't care what party you're part of, you should understand the theory of happy wife, happy life. There's some probably other significant rhymes I could put together that would be a little more focused
but maybe
on
little,
what I mean by a happy life.
But yeah.
But I won't because it's a family show.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, there's the whole FCC regulations and keeping your job and station licensing and all that kind of stuff.
Hey.
Yes.
So Liz Cheney. I mean, just don't. Liz Cheney is like.
Just in time for Halloween. People could dress up like Liz Cheney for Halloween.
Oh, I don't think anybody should go that evil.
You're probably Satan would be a little better than that.
Like do a scarecrow or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Liz Cheney, let's listen to her and her support. Listen to her support for Kamala Harris.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Proudly.
What?
Proudly.
Wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure. I've got this quote here, and it is indeed from Liz Cheney. Factually, did my homework.
Okay.
This is what she said about Kamala Harris right after she was chosen to be the running mate of Joe Biden.
Okay.
Kamala Harris is a radical liberal who would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, and explode the size and power of the federal government.
Yeah.
She wants to recreate America in the image of what's happening on the streets of Portland and Seattle. We won't give her the chance. That was Liz Cheney. Now, you know, timeline-wise, it's right after announced she was going to be the running mate of Biden. And because she referenced Portland and Seattle, which was fresh in everybody's mind about, well, basically, you know, burning those cities to some extent, had to cordon them off and all that. All right. So she said that Kamala Harris would raise taxes, take away guns and health insurance, explode the size and power of the federal government. Now let's hear what she said just yesterday.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat, but this year I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
That's quite a contrast there.
You know what? I mean, what are they giving her? What are they paying her? How did they take over her mind like that? Because you say those things about Kamala. Now, here's the thing. Maybe this is like a setup. Liz Cheney looks and sounds utterly ridiculous by being so against her, outspoken and strong in her language, and now so flowery and lovey-dovey, you'd say, wow, talk about a flip-flop. It makes Kamala's flip-flops almost seem acceptable. See what I mean?
Yeah, here's what I don't understand, though. Okay, let's say you hate Donald Trump. You're a Republican in name, and you hate Donald Trump. Okay, so you don't vote for him. Do you go to the person who is diametrically opposed to anything and everything conservative you and your father have really touted
supposedly
in the past?
Yeah.
Against, how does that happen? Even if you can't vote for Trump, how do you vote for what you would consider the enemy?
I mean, look, you could say the term conservative values, and that could be kind of a wide swath, and it is narrow or wide depending on your personal definition of it.
Right.
But no matter what your definition of it, it is a far cry from even the most mildest forms of what the Democrats promote and push forward. So, the contrast is incredible. It's incredible.
I mean, at least George W. wrote in Condoleezza Rice instead of voting for Trump. He didn't go and vote for Biden.
Look, Trump was the president. And if he did this crazy bad job and tried to be a dictator and all this stuff, now that would be one thing. And if any of that were true, do you think he would ended up being, not even close, being outrageously the top of the pack to be the candidate again?
Right.
I mean, come on.
No.
If he burned us, so to speak, the first time around, look, we took a chance. Here's a guy that's not a politician. He's a businessman. He's a little rough around the edges with his language. He's kind of, you know. But we need somebody who can take the world on, and somebody who's strong. And we're gonna throw the dice. We're gonna back this guy because if he believes what he says, and he's gonna try to actually do what he says, amen. Right. That's awesome.
Right.
If he didn't do those things, if he became a crazy monster like the left tries to paint him, we wouldn't be supporting him.
No. You still wouldn't see these big rallies all over the country. And no. No.
I just, wouldn't you like to crawl inside Liz Cheney's brain for just a couple of seconds? Yeah, maybe not.
Scary.
All right, coming up. Amendment 4 explained in a way we can all understand. Mark Mink joins us in just a few minutes right here on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.